broadcast studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect today. One of my good friends, Gilbert Baca. Gil, we've known each other a long time playing basketball. He is the president of Global One Security. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Well, thank you for having us.
And he is joined by Todd Patton, who has just joined the security team at Calvary of Albuquerque. And guys, we're talking about a very serious topic today. We're talking about protecting our children, and you have a conference coming up. Tell us a little bit about that and what it's going to be about.
The conference is called Combating Sexual Predators, and it is a shift from what the previous conferences were focused on. We primarily focused on active shooters and threats against the church, what to do during and after situation. But we felt like since these incidents were coming up in the news and around our country about sexual situations going on in the church, predators, we felt like we should change gears a little bit and focus on that, although we will still be talking about active shooter stuff. But we wanted to kind of give some tools to the local body about how to set up situations where they could be safe and secure. They could detect situations perhaps coming up and really protect the flock is what we're kind of focusing on.
So we've got our precious children, and we've already had two churches that I know of. I won't mention them on the air, but have taken steps, did background checks on people, or at least what they thought was a background check, and people... to my knowledge, there was no one actually attacked, but they ended up discovering that a couple of sexual predators who had been convicted of sexually related crimes were actually in their volunteer force working in their schools and their Sunday schools and stuff. Right. That is really scary. So heavy topic today, but maybe people will find some peace of mind in knowing Patton, former Albuquerque police officer, and Gilbert Baca, former state police officer here in the state of New Mexico. You guys have been dedicated, working closely with Vince Harrison here at Calvary of Albuquerque, and you're offering the conference to who? Churches that need help in protecting their kids?
Yes, we've offered this conference for the past, this is our 11th annual conference, so we've had people come and attend from churches as far as Virginia, obviously all in the Southwest United States. People participate from all over New Mexico as well. So the people that come in for this type of training are always folks that are, you know, really involved in their church, their place of worship, whatever it might be. We have every kind of denomination that you can imagine come to the trainings, and they're all welcome because we want to train them all how to protect their congregations and the good people that are going to their places of worship.
So tell us the dates of the conference. Again, it's called Place of Worship, Combating Sexual Predators. The conference date is October 12th. What time does it start?
It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll probably run till about 4:30-ish, depending on what's going on. It's going to be here at Calvary in the main campus, 4001 Osuna. And we will kick it off right at 9. So you should come early, get some coffee, some pastries, what have you, and meet and greet everybody because the day is going to be full.
Tell us a little bit about who the speakers are going to be at the conference.
Well, the speakers for – we have four main topics that we're going to look at in this conference. Our dear brother Vince Harrison, director here for security, he's going to be talking about security management and how Calvary has set it up and sort of help other churches maybe who are just looking at starting some sort of a formal safety team or just want to protect themselves better. So he'll be handling that. I will be one of the speakers. I'm going to be talking about the mentality of the predator, but also the mentality of the shepherds, what we should be looking for and why, and how God has called us to protect the flock. Then my dear brother Gil here, he's going to be bringing the active shooter situations and topics, and then we're going to do some hands-on with some technique there. And then we have a special guest that's coming to this conference. He's a detective. His name is Kyle Woods, and he works with all of the Crimes Against Children unit, and he's been doing it for years. He's worked with the Ghost Team, which looks for sex trafficking, all those. So he's got a lot of knowledge. I think people are going to really get a lot from him.
Todd Patton with the security team at Calvary Albuquerque, and Gil Baca with Global One Defense with me in studio today, and we're talking about a conference they're holding on October 12th, and it's all about protecting our children. And there's a good friend of mine, former military guy Chris Sweeten, owns a security company here in town that has a quote that I always like. He says, in a life-threatening situation, you will not rise to the occasion. You will fall to the level of your training. And I know that that's true with you guys. You guys believe in training. You want people to have muscle reaction, memory reaction. You want everything to just be ingrained. And, you know, I make fun, Gil and I tease each other all the time because we're longtime basketball buddies, played when we were really young, you know, as long as 40 years ago. And I'm only like 48 now, right? That's a good joke, huh? No, we played together for a long time, had a lot of fun. But Gil, we played so much that I can't imagine a scenario that would come up during a game that we hadn't faced before, over and over and over.
Right.
And many of these scenarios that you guys are going through, like we were talking off air, Todd, what kind of training do police officers go through when it comes to, you know, handling firearms and use of force and all of those kinds of things? It's hundreds of hours.
Yeah, it sure is. It's just specifically with firearms and manipulation, marksmanship, tactics. Yeah, it's well over 100 hours worth of hands-on training outside of all the other academics and all the other things that are involved in that. So there's a reason for that, because there's a lot of responsibility. Once that bullet leaves the barrel, it's going where it was last pointed. And if that's an innocent person or the person you intended, we'll find out.
Well, this afternoon we're talking about your conference on October 2nd, and it's about combating sexual predators that may want to kind of infiltrate. There have been a couple of churches in town where these sexual predators have infiltrated the volunteer ministry at a couple of churches. And this is about protecting our kids from that kind of situation. And then you have some other things that you're talking about, which unfortunately are also in the news, active shooter situations, and coming up really with a plan. Because, you know, how many of us actually have a plan in place for if somebody has a heart attack during one of the services? I don't know if all of us have a plan for that, but in order to save lives, you've got to have a plan for that. So you're encouraging churches to come, get an idea about what things. I'm sure in 8 hours they can't learn everything there is to know.
Right.
But they can sure get a good idea about what they need to be looking at and the questions they need to be asking, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to raise their awareness and open our eyes to see this is the current world we're living in, and we have a duty when they come to our church to keep them safe.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a little bit more about other people that might be invited that may not be necessarily tied to a church, educators and others. So we'll be right back, more with Gil and Todd right after these messages.
Depression. It's invisible, it can be devastating, and it's on the rise in America. Hopelessness is an epidemic, but that can change.
I can't tell you how many times in my life I thought the flood would overwhelm me, but Isaiah promised, if you pass through the waters, they will not overflow you.
That's Ben Corson, and concerning depression, he knows of what he speaks.
Depression is a real malady, and it's a real sickness. You know, we've gone through it, so many of us. But I think that's one of the most toxic sentences we can ever say. I'm going to live with depression. That's a bunch of bunk.
This book, Optimist Fits by Ben Corson, can be a lifeline for you or someone close to you who's struggling with depression. And we want to put it in your hands now. Let Ben Corson take you on his journey through the valley of the shadow and out in the sunshine of hope.
When you kneel before God, God will stand up for you.
Optimist Fits is yours for a generous donation of $35 or more today. Your support helps keep these teachings on air to connect more people to Jesus. So call now to give, 800-922-1888, or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system running? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Former state policeman Gilbert Baca and former APD Officer Todd Patton in studio. Todd is on the security team at Calvary Albuquerque. Gil Baca is the president of Global One Defense and provides a lot of different training opportunities for people. We are talking about a conference they are having. It's called the House of Worship Combat Against Sexual Predators, and it's for not only the leadership of churches, elders, pastors, lay people who are involved in the ministry, but Gil, there's a lot of other people that could benefit from this training.
Oh, absolutely. We want people to understand out there in the audience that it's not just for people that are working with their ministries or pastors or have some kind of paid position within their place of worship. It's open to everybody in the congregations, you know, the parents, moms and dads, teachers, people that are employers out there, their employees. This is the kind of training that, based on the problem that's prevalent here now and the stories that you're hearing, With Albuquerque and New Mexico being in the top five for violent crimes against children, this kind of training that, you know, everybody needs to come in here and understand and maybe learn something about how to identify these kind of people and report them.
Well, Gil, I've got a guest that's appeared on the program here at ABQ Connect a couple of times. His name is Rob Thomas. He's the founder of the New Mexico Dream Center, and their specific mission is to deal with minor domestic sex traffickers, which I didn't know was over a $1 billion industry in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And of course, many of us didn't know this, but I'm not even going to mention his name because it kind of creeps me out, but gentleman has a huge ranch in Moriarty. I know you live out there. Our former governor and several other notable business people have been implicated in him having young girls having sex with people out on his ranch. Yes. And he committed suicide and obviously was very convicted about, you know, whatever he was about to be charged with. But these are things that we don't really think about.
Right.
And we don't really think about how sexual predators sneak into the fabric of our organizations. Can you guys give us a little idea about how that happens? I mean, these are wolves in sheep's clothing, right?
One little thing I want to add, and then Todd can kind of add a lot more than I can, is that when talking to some of the experts, especially the ones up at the state penitentiary that are the psychiatrists and psychologists that work with these offenders, they were saying that most people in America don't understand that a lot of times these sex offenders are molesting or doing something to the children right in front of you, having them sit on their lap or giving them a hug. So a lot of times you don't even realize what they're doing, and they're doing it right in front of you.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. You think about the church environment and just the mindset of the church is a loving community and we accept you and we don't ask questions about who you are and we don't want to judge. And so you have this sort of floating around in the atmosphere, and that is a prime target for any predator who's coming, because if they can play the game and say the right words and put on the right face, well, then nobody's going to think twice about them ever being that kind of a person that would touch a child in an inappropriate way. And right. So they just smooth talk their way right in. And especially if it's a church that they know that doesn't do background checks, that doesn't have cameras installed, that doesn't have these safeguards in place. Well, then that's just easy pickings for them. And it's just a matter of time. And they have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
They can sit through hundreds of sermons and go to hundreds of classes, and all just to be setting up for that one time where they can get in.
Well, Todd, as a APD officer and now working with the Sheriff's Department, you're obviously still active probably in handling these kinds of issues at multiple properties, educational facilities, and things around the city. So you really do have a heart to help everybody.
Right. I would never want my child. Mine are grown and gone, but I've got a grandson now. Mm. Oh, man, it would crush me to know that if somebody ever touched him in an inappropriate way in a church, in a place that I'm supposed to trust, and drop my child off in a nursery or a Bible school, and I'm inside worship, I'm supposed to be able to trust these workers, these caretakers, these teachers. It would kill me. Not only the fact that it happened to him, but where it happened.
Mm.
You know, it tends to really kind of test your faith about what's going on.
Well, you have obviously joined the security team at Calvary Albuquerque. Vince Harrison's been a hero for over 20 years, retired APD officer, and you're joining this group because obviously there's a bunch of best practices and things going on at the church, which you hope to share through your conference on October 12th. Going to be 9 o'clock a.m. on October 12th to about 4:30 in the hub on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque, 4001 Osuna, Albuquerque 87109. You mentioned that there's going to be some coffee and things for people to get woken up in the morning, and we're excited to hear about that. But, Todd, what I want to ask you is, just in general, what kinds of security measures are now in place for volunteers at a church like Calvary?
Well, it starts with an application process all in all and being able to fill out all that information, to do all the federal background, the state backgrounds, everything. That it takes time. Mm. Nobody walks onto the campus and just starts serving in that capacity, specifically with the children. Mm. So they've got to be fingerprinted, the whole thing. There's a lot of it, and that is a deterrent. Really, for somebody who's a predator, they don't want to go through all that, especially they don't want to be exposed if they have previous stuff.
Sure.
So that's a deterrent in itself.
Yeah.
Even if you just put the word out that you do background checks and everything, and perhaps you can't afford to do them, or it's a smaller church, right? It's still that you're putting it out. It's a visual and a mental deterrent. I'm not going to be able to come into this church and be a predator because they're going to find me out. So it's that kind of stuff. It's the deterrence. It's the awareness. It's the other teachers or whoever looking out for inappropriate behavior. There's policies. There's procedures. I mean, there's all kinds of checks and balances outside of the cameras, the visual deterrence, all those things, the psychological deterrence to keep those people away from hurting our kids.
Yeah. And Gil, I guess this all fits into an overall security plan. You're going to be talking about active shooter. I know, just knowing you as long as I have, that there's people that come in and they kind of scope out areas. I've even been with you where we were having a lunch after a basketball game and you spotted some guy that you thought was about to maybe rob the place. Mm-hmm. And intervened early. I mean, I'm thinking of a scenario that was, I think it was down in Las Cruces, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. And you spied somebody out, and ultimately it wasn't anything, and you were very diplomatic, didn't go make any accusations. But you guys have in your blood, if it's okay for me to say that, you're just constantly aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, and I think one of the benefits of this type of training is, following on what Todd just said, is that now you have a whole group of 80 men and women that are all part of the safety security team in Calvary or whatever place of worship that are trained.
Mm.
Now they know what to do. They know how to recognize this kind of behavior. Now they're a little more aware of things. So you add in the fact that they go through the National Sex Offenders Database. They go through their background. They go through their interviews. They go through all these things. And then you enhance it with all these people that are trained to watch them. And it's policing your own. You know, it's like what we used to say in law enforcement, we police our own. Mm-hmm. We don't want to have criminal police officers. We don't want to have criminals working on the safety or security team. And there's no way that you can 100% prevent everything. So you never know how, what means they're using to get in there to be around the kids or to sexually harass or do something to an adult, because it's both the children and the adults.
But you also have plans to protect the volunteers, right? Like if you're taking children to the bathroom, you have a way to protect everybody. How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. It's done in teams of two, and everything's on camera, obviously, up until the bathroom door,
right, but sure.
Hallways and such. And so there's a policy and a procedure for calling another person, or perhaps somebody to take a child to for a potty break or what have you. So all that's set up so that they're never alone with a child, and all the action as far as them moving from classroom to hallway, everything is all recorded on camera. Yeah. Outside of the eyes of all the other workers, if they see something that is incorrect or improper, they have a way to report that so that it stops.
Well, it hurts my heart that we have to talk about this, but it encourages my heart that it's being done, and there's people like you guys watching over us. We have one more segment with you, so I'm going to come back in a minute after this break and ask you about some things that we ought to do as individuals to be aware of our surroundings and keep ourselves and our family safe. We'll be right back with Gil Baca and Todd Patton right after these messages.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're visiting today with Holly Slade of Dave Slade and Associates. Holly, thanks so much for joining us again in studio.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate being here.
Holly, we live in a community that's, especially with the Air Force base here and others that have grown up in New Mexico, but there's a large elderly community. Actually, a lot of our listeners to KNKT fall in that category, and they're finding themselves in a place where they're in their family home and the kids are off to college or they're getting married and moving out, and they find themselves alone in this home that's maybe bigger than they need. What options do they have in this community?
You know, there are a lot of options in the Albuquerque Rio Rancho area for empty nesters. We work with a lot of people who are just trying to get out of that big two-story home with lots of bedrooms, big backyard, into something that's a little more manageable. In Albuquerque Rio Rancho area, because we have land, we actually have a lot of single-story, nice, three-bedroom, two-bath homes with a two-car garage that are not a townhome that are great for empty nesters to downsize into.
Well, you may have an empty nester listening right now who says, Holly knows, I need to call her. How do they get in touch with you?
Give us a call at the office. It's 505-342-8100.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
At the hands of Andrew Banks, we are back on the air this afternoon. We have Todd Patton and Gil Baca in studio with us this afternoon. And I have to correct myself because I know there's a lot of turf out there. And BCSO, what a fine sheriff's department. And Todd Patton is retired BCSO officer, and we appreciate them very much. In fact, I mentioned off-air, so I said APD earlier. I didn't mean to say that. And Gil, of course, retired state police officer. I know you guys all work together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's great. But, Todd, I really feel like the sheriff's department has some scary things happening because you're in the unincorporated areas of Bernalillo County.
Correct.
So a lot of times you're out there by yourself,
right,
and isolated a little bit. So that's got to be wearing on you a little bit.
State police has it worse because they're really out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those situations where, like we were just talking about off air, being able to defend yourself.
Yes.
Even if you're in the city and you start thinking about, how do I defend my family against a sexual predator? Well, what are the things I need to know?
Let's talk about this. So you are a young mom. And you're coming out of a grocery store anywhere in Albuquerque, you name it, Walmart, Smith's, Albertsons, whatever it is. And you're coming out of that store at 5:30 and it is dark. And as in the case with most New Mexico facilities, half the lights are out in the parking lot. So first of all, how do you teach people to be aware of their surroundings and be safe?
Man, it is a lifelong thing because cell phones are one of our number one enemies. And I see people all the time just walking, staring at their phones, texting, all those sorts of things while they're in a parking lot, while so many other predators are lurking around. So my first advice to that woman is don't walk out looking at your cell phone. Put it away and just pause and look around where you parked and look for people who are looking at you. Look for suspicious vehicles that are parked next to you, all those sorts of things. And then also be prepared, you know, mentally prepared, but also physically prepared. What could I use, on my person to defend myself, whether it's a chemical agent, whether it's, if you know, self-defense, all those kinds of things. Do I have a flashlight? All of that stuff is stuff that we need to, you've got to have that mindset of when I come out of that parking lot, who is looking at me? Who is watching for me? And, I need to protect my kids. If I got my kid with me, nobody's stealing. Even all the way up to your car, when you pop open your trunk or your door and you're putting in, you don't get your head buried in your car. Be looking around for something.
One of the things that we like to tell people, parents especially, is play the A game. We call it the A game. And a lot of federal agencies train their undercover agents how to do this. And it's recognizing your environment, situational awareness. So you tell your kids, okay, you left the first cafeteria restaurant or, you know, Black Angus restaurant, wherever you went, whatever restaurant you went to, and you ask them, okay, where were the exits? Did you see the guy in that the dress that was didn't fit the area? What was he doing? Where was he acting? Where did he sit? When you get outside with the car, start training your kids to recognize things. And so, you know, like Vince Harrison and I have done this a lot. We've trained this kind of subject on situational awareness a lot. So now even my grandkids are good at recognizing something. I say, was that a bad guy? You know how they are. So you gotta, hopefully you're not saying that in front of everybody.
Right.
But they'll recognize something that just isn't normal, and they'll tell their mom and dad. And they're already learning how to defend themselves. So we also do a training on Thursday evenings that's free, and it's invited to the general public to attend. Every Thursday at Hope Middle School from 6:30 to 8, and it's called Street Survival. And all we do is train people some techniques that are simple, easy to learn, easy to use, and hard to forget.
And hard to forget. And you have to do it over and over and over.
Yes. Yes, you have to practice.
Tell me how much physical conditioning has to do with all of this. I mean, it's hard for us to get each other off the couch. I mean, I have... Right after you guys today, I'm going to have Dr. R. Downs in studio. He's going to be talking to us about supplements and nutrition, and he does that all the time. But every time he meets with us, he adds there's a physical conditioning component. I can only imagine that if you're going to be in a physical confrontation with somebody, I remember playing chase and keeping a car between me and my friends that were chasing me. That's really something that would be very useful in a parking lot for somebody that may be attacked, if you're aware of somebody. And then what about verbal commands? What are you allowed to say to people? If you see them approaching you, maybe they're 20 feet away, what's something you ought to say?
Well, one of the things is that people need to understand, and we train them in the street survival classes, is that the average length of a fight is 9 seconds.
Wow.
So you need to be able to survive 9 seconds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, use the things that God gave you.
Yeah.
Your fists, your elbows, your knees, your feet, your forehead, things that you can use, your teeth, anything that you can use that you were born with, learn how to use those weapons. That's why God gave them to you, to protect yourself and your family.
Right.
And also, what can you do with all those things that you were born with and keep an attacker away and start creating some attention to yourself? If they start yelling and screaming and saying, get away as loud as they can, people are going to pay attention and look over there. It might be people like me, Todd, and you, Jim, that are there. We're going to go over there and say, are you all right?
Yes.
And pretty soon that predator is going to leave because he doesn't want these to see what he's doing, these eyes.
Yeah, doesn't want eyes on him at all.
No.
Well, tell us one more time about the conference, date and time.
So the conference is coming up this Saturday, October 12th. It'll be from 9 to 4:30 here at Calvary, Maine. It'll be in the Hub, 4001 Osuna. And we invite all of you to come out and sit through some of the training, get some hands-on training. The cost is $50. And believe me, comparatively to what you're going to receive at other conferences, it is well worth it, well worth your time and your day to spend with us.
And tell us, can you register in advance?
Yes, you can register in advance at Eventbrite.
Eventbrite.com.
Eventbrite.com.
Okay.
Just type in Combating Sexual Predators Conference, Combating Sexual Predators Conference, and it'll pop up, and you just pay right there online. It sends us a message that such and such person, this is their name and their email, so we could give them a nice certificate that they attended the training at the end.
Outstanding. Well, we sure are real thankful for you guys to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Todd Patton, he is on the security team at Calvary Albuquerque, really wants to utilize his background as a former Bernalillo County Sheriff's Officer and working in security for many years, along with Vince Harrison, who's a 20-year running security at Calvary. You guys really want to reach out to other churches, education facilities, educators, leadership, and show them how to protect our children. Gil Baca, Global One Defense, teaching people how to protect themselves personally, and will be part of this conference talking about active shooter and situational awareness and all of those things.
I just want to say thank you to Vince Harrison. He's the one that Vince and I have done this 11 years in a row. We'll do it again next year. So without Vince's help in Calvary and the pastor and everybody involved, you included, Jim, and everybody that's involved in this, thank you for helping us.
Well, we're going to get you back in here in a few weeks and have a follow-up to the conference, and maybe I'm going to have to see some demonstrations, Gil. And you used to be able to shoot the 24-foot jump shot. Is that still around?
Yeah, I still can do that.
I can't even see the basket from there. Hey, we'll be back with Dr. R. Downs for the second half of our show. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.